As promised, we are joined right now live by an NFL draft prospect, quarterback from Florida. Last season, over 2,500 yards passing, 7 touchdowns, quarterback rating of 131, 654 rushing yards, 9 rushing TDs. Last week, he set the NFL scouting combine on fire. He ran the 40 in a 4.43. He set quarterback records with his vert and his broad jump. Anthony Richardson is my guest. Anthony, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Thank you. How about you?
Good, dude. Good. It's good to have you. So take me back to the combine. You absolutely crushed it. What was your preparation for Indy like? And then once it was over, how hyped were you with the way you performed?
You know, the preparation was the main thing. You know, I started way in December, you know, so just putting in work day in, day out, and just trying to understand what the goal was. And the goal was to showcase who I am as a person and who I am on the field. And I believe I did both of those things pretty well. And, you know, my goals that I was aiming for, you know, 40-wise, you know, broad, vert, all those, you know, I didn't reach my vert goal or my broad goal, but the 40 goal was met, and you know, I was feeling pretty good about that.
We're talking to Anthony Richardson. You know, the thing about the combine is it's so challenging, right? It's a really exacting thing. It's challenging physically, mentally, probably emotionally. These are extremely long days. When you look back, what would you say is the most challenging aspect of the combine?
You know, I would say just being consistent about who you are, you know, because seeing all those other great athletes there, you know, other great competitors, you know, sometimes you get caught in a shadow sometimes and try to, you know, mimic them and copy them instead of just being yourself. So being yourself, I would say that was probably, you know, a challenging thing for some people.
Anthony, you mentioned two things I was going to ask you about. That's interesting. I was going to say the one thing that I mean, aside from the way you ran and the way you jumped, your vert, your broad jump, what I really liked about what I saw from you is you were real. You wanted to make sure that folks knew who you are, what you're about, and where you came from. For those who do not know the backstory, where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
You know, I'm originally from Miami. You know, spent the first half of my life there with all of my family. Then my mom, my little brother, and I, we moved to Gainesville. You know, my mom found housing in Gainesville. So we took that 5-hour ride and, you know, settled down here. But, you know, growing up, things weren't always necessarily easy for me. You know, my mom had to work 2 or 3 jobs almost every year just so she could provide for my brother and I. I had to kind of grow up early and help her raise my younger brother at an early age. So, you know, I was kind of forced to grow up and kind of become the man of the house. And I feel like that's made me who I am now.
Interesting, right? So your mom works multiple jobs to support you and your younger brother, Corey, and you had to grow up quickly. You just had to. What was that like? What do you remember about those years?
You know, I would say it was fun. You know, for some people, they would say it's challenging. But, you know, without those memories and without those incidents, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, talking to you guys right now. You know, it just taught me how to grind harder. You know, it taught me how to, you know, be dedicated and focus on what I want to do. You know, I wanted to take care of my younger brother for my mom. And that was one of my main priorities. And you know, that's helped me, you know, learn how to focus and grind hard.
See, dude, you had a purpose. You had a strong purpose, and you were aligned, and you attached to that purpose. You know, like, everybody wants to be their own person, and they should, but I know you were also really candid in talking about how much Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson have both influenced you. Why were those your two guys, and then what did you respect most about them when you were coming up?
You know, for one, their confidence. You know, that was one of the main things I admired about both of them, you know. Regardless of what anybody said about them, you know, they always were willing to go on the field and just showcase who they were, you know, even off the field. And, you know, I see myself in those guys, you know, similar attributes. You know, some people don't like the way I play, and that's fine. So, you know, just trying to copy those guys a little bit and, you know, make big plays and just having fun on the field, that's what pretty much made me, you know, emulate and love those guys.
Anthony Richardson joining us. Listen, I'm not sure you're going to weigh in on this, but I'll take a shot. Based on how much you respect Lamar, what do you make of everything surrounding him and his contract right now?
You know, I believe he's a great QB, you know, and, you know, great players deserve to get paid. So, you know, I don't have a say-so on that, you know, but I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for any team that wants to pay him and, you know, just have his back.
I can get that. I respect that. Listen, when you think about the combine, we think about how you ran the 40, we think about the vert, we think about the broad jump, but there is so much more to it. There is so much more to it that folks don't know. As an example, how do you think you did in your conversations with coaches, scouts, and executives? Did you feel connected pretty well with them?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I connected pretty well with each team. You know, just telling my story and just telling them who I am as a person. You know, on the field stuff, like 40, vert, bra, all that stuff, I wasn't worried about that. My main focus, my main concern, you know, going into that week was, you know, showcasing who I am as a person, because I don't know if it's true or not, but I might be the youngest guy in the draft, and, you know, some people might have doubts about that, that I'm not mature or anything like that. So I was just willing to go in there and just showcase who I am and showcase that I am, you know, the quarterback that I need and want.
I think it's pretty clear what you were going to do is let them know this is who I am. This is who I am. This is what I bring to it. You said there might be some doubts about you being the youngest quarterback in the league coming out. What about the other doubts? What about the doubts that you were 6-6 last year? They know you're skilled. We know this. But did any of the team say, Anthony, we haven't seen you lead a team anywhere significant? And if they did, then said, we're not sure how you're going to grade out in that regard. Was that a talking point, and how did you respond?
You know, teams didn't necessarily say that, you know, but they were asking about, you know, some of my qualities that I do feel like I can improve on. And leadership is definitely one of those things, because I haven't always been a vocal leader. You know, I've just recently started molding it into that. I'm more of a lead by example type of guy. And, you know, as a QB, you have to be vocal. So just learning how to, you know, build that up a little bit more and just be able to, you know, command a room and walk in the room and let everyone know that I'm the guy. You know, that's one of the main things that I talked about with those teams.
Anthony Richardson joining us. Anthony, what about the completion rate, 53.8? I know you'd be the first one to say, I got to get that up. I need to work on that, and I will. Did that come up as a talking point, and then how did you address those concerns?
You know, some teams were definitely concerned about that, you know, especially compared to some of the other QBs in the draft. Like, their completion rate might be, you know, 65 or higher. And, you know, nobody wants a guy that's completing, you know, only 50% of their passes. And I definitely don't want to be that guy. So, you know, accuracy things, footwork things, that's all stuff I've been working on. And just also just helping my guys. It's just been, you know, receiver friendly and just throwing, you know, good balls for them that they can catch.
Respect. I like that response. Let me ask you this. Like, there seems to be this notion, and I'm not saying I agree with it, but I've heard it, and I've heard people I respect say it, that accuracy is a weird thing. Like, it's almost impossible to improve accuracy. I don't buy it. I'm looking at Josh Allen. He clearly has. Do you buy it? Is it hard to improve accuracy? And then it seems kind of basic, but how do you improve accuracy?
You know, I don't think it's hard to improve accuracy. You know, it's just learning how to manage the game, making better decisions. You know, and just being a quarterback, you know, I play this game to be a great QB, and that's what I want to improve on, you know, accuracy and throwing the ball better. You know, so footwork ties into that, knowing the play calls, knowing what the defense is about to do. It's a lot that ties into it. It's not just throwing the ball and hoping the guy catches it. You know, it's a lot that goes into it. Just being consistent with each of those regards, you know, it makes it simple.
I'll tell you what, I can understand why you did as well as you did in communicating with teams and interviewing with teams. And I know you met with a lot of teams. Go back to that notion of leadership. Like, if you didn't have a lot of experience, you got to find your way as a leader, right? You don't want to fake it because people will sniff that out. How did you go about leading? What's your approach to leadership?
You know, early on for me, you know, it was just wait my turn. You know, try to learn different things from the older guys. Just wait my turn, because I feel like everybody has a purpose, everybody has a time and a place for certain things, and I was just waiting for my time and place to be a leader. But now I understand, you know, if you wait too long, you know, you might miss your turn, so you got to jump on it, you know, early. So, you know, just understanding the difference between those two and just figuring out where I stand. No, just understanding that.
Anthony Richardson for a few more moments joining us. See, you had that great showing at the Combine, and your name is moving up draft boards. You're soaring up draft boards. Some analysts say not only might you be in the top 10, you could go as high as number one overall. How much attention are you paying to all of that? Do you allow yourself to look at the mock drafts and get caught up?
Honestly, I don't try to look at anything. You know, if I'm at the house with my family or anything, my name pops up, I tell them to turn it off. You know, because I feel like that can alter your mind. You know, that can steer you away from your purpose and your desires. And that can definitely make you complacent. And I don't want to get complacent. You know, I'm still grinding as if I might be the last pick of the job, you know. So just understanding, like, how much this means to me and why I'm doing it, not just to like get bought into everything, you know, everybody's all the hype and stuff, you know, because I definitely have things to improve on. That's my main focus, you know, improving on those things so I can improve my draft stuff.
You know what I think it's both. I think it's both. I think if you read it too much, people are blowing you up, and that's not a good thing. Or if you read it, and then people who have nothing better to do are tearing you down, and that's not a good thing. I think you're right. I think that's how you go about it. If you had a say, knowing what you know and knowing what the competition is, where do you think you should go in the draft?
You know, I definitely believe I should go top 10. If not top 10, definitely one, because I feel like I do a lot of things that a lot of guys can't do in this job, and I'm willing to get better every single day. So, you know, I definitely believe I'm in that top tier portion.
No doubt. So let me ask you this before you go. What do you look at over the next few weeks? You've got your pro day coming up, or Florida's pro day in Gainesville on March 30th. Given the way you showed out at the combine, have you decided yet what you're going to do on pro day and how you're going to approach that?
You know, I'm just going to showcase my arm, you know, throw it around a little bit, show them I can rip it, show them that, you know, I'm one of the best QBs in this job.
Dude, one last thought. When you ran that 4.43, I'm curious. I mean, you lit the internet up by running that 4.43, fourth fastest time of any quarterback, and you're not a small dude. Far from it. Did you have a target mind coming in? What number were you looking to hit?
You know, during my training, you know, our target time was high 4.4s, you know, or mid 4.4. And I was only going to get mid 4.4 if I had a good start. You know, and Indy, you know, my start wasn't so great, but it was the best start that I had, you know, throughout my training process. And, you know, the time was high 4.4s for us, you know, so if we got 4.48, 4.49, you know, I wouldn't be that happy, but, you know, it's good enough for a guy my size. So when I saw the 4.44, you know, I was definitely beaming with a smile, and I was, you know, I was happy.
Dude, it is an incredible time for a guy your size, no doubt. He is a draft prospect, Florida quarterback, coming off a year where he had 17 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 131, and just lit the combine on fire last week. Anthony Richardson, my guest. Anthony, man, great to have you on. Really appreciate you. Appreciate the conversation. Thanks for making time for us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anthony Richardson, I love the way he just showed up. Your thoughts, your reaction, what do you do? An absolute freak of nature. And how much better will he get? And how much better did he help himself? Or much? And how high will he go? He is soaring up mock drafts. Could he go number one? All of that still ahead. Don't go anywhere.